Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
All right. In an instant, an auto accident can put you in the worst financial position of your life. It's an absolute must. You got to hire the right lawyer. You're going to make sure that your insurance companies pay you what you are owed. Injury attorney David Femenino and his team, they are exactly who you need to call. They have been making insurance companies pay for over 30 years. They're going to help you with your case as well. David is ready to speak to you personally. Right now, 855-65-CRASH. That's 855-65-CRASH, or you simply go to the website, getdavidgetpaid.com.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
All right, I know I am supposed to deliver some NFL draft to you, and I'm going to, but I mean, you just heard that in the update. And guys, I know you're out there. Like, sometimes you shake your head at stuff and you go, really? Am I supposed to believe? Now, for me to believe that Ohtani had nothing to do with this, you need me to believe that he granted his interpreter independent access to his checking account and then had no idea $16 million went missing, no idea what it was for. I don't even know how you'd get authorization to access Ohtani's. I mean, you guys know how banks roll. Oh, they'll take your money. They just don't want to give it to you. You got to go through a retina scan for your own money. So hold on. So Skippy McSkipperson over here, whatever his interpreter's name is able to gain access and clear $16 million in withdrawals. And the takeaway I'm supposed to accept from Major League Baseball is, nothing to see here.
Not only that, but if I read it correctly, nothing to see here, case closed, and we don't need to audit Ohtani's account. We don't need to audit his bank account.
Right. It's
done and over with in 3 weeks.
Here's the other thing.
We figured it out.
I don't care what kind of sports book you're running. I don't care if you're straight up La Cosa Nostra. You are the mop. You're not getting $40 million in debt without a backer. No casino would allow it. Like, not even that Bruno Mars rumor stuff. Yeah, different. Bruno Mars making $100 million a year. You're the interpreter. How did he give $40 million in debt?
And that's just it. You're only the interpreter. Your job is to stand there and translate between the American media and Ohtani. You're not his accountant. Like, you know, what happened, you know, when you hear about athletes and their money being stolen from them because of their accountant, because they know the loopholes. They know where you're not looking. They come up with shell companies. His job is to stand there and basically say, this is what they said, and you say it back in his native tongue. He talks to you, and you give it back to us in English. Nowhere in the job description does it say you have access to his money. Now, apparently that's his boy. Which, once again, I got a lot of friends. Mike, you got a lot of friends.
Hey, none of them got access to...
I don't have access to your account. You don't have access to my account.
Truth.
And I've known you for a long time.
It's really just...
It's baseball saying, please don't look over here. We got this. Because this man, plea deal... Ohtani, and we'll take care of you on the back end, son. If you guys serve a little time, don't worry. We'll put something in the kitty. We'll put something on your commissary while you're in there. We got you.
I guess it's just hard for me to understand. Like, do you understand the level? He had to be so oblivious. You have to be a functioning idiot that the guy you spend 24/7, 24 hours a day with is robbing you blind. And don't for a second go, well, Ohtani makes a lot of money. Okay, $160 mil, $300 million, whatever you want to call it. Government's going to take half of it. When you see withdrawals of the seven-figure variety leaving your account to the tune of $16 million, how? And how would he have granted this guy access to his accounts. Now, here's what's even worse about it to me. The interpreter is, you know, so this is the feds getting involved. Mm-hmm. So you mean to tell me Ohtani has nothing, just no blood on it? See, I understand I'm a cynic.
No, this stinks.
It just, I know what Ohtani's value is to baseball. It's in the billions. Mm-hmm. He is a global icon. He is his own industry. We joked about it. Whether he signed with the Detroit Tigers, the Cincinnati Reds, or the New York Yankees, it would be billion-dollar valuation. Mm-hmm. Rico.
Like, he's the new face of baseball. He is baseball internationally, not just here. When the news broke that and he was overseas for a game that was showcasing him and he couldn't speak about it. You're using your mind because none of this makes sense.
And now let me read this to you.
This isn't a Tim Duncan type of situation where, you know, your accountants are robbing you blind. It's not that.
So I want to read to you this paragraph. And if you're in law enforcement, I'm sure I would hope you're way more versed. It's just unbelievable to accept it as real. And look, just because something's unbelievable doesn't make it true. Ohtani had no idea his translator was gambling millions of dollars. And the feds have concluded not only was the Dodger star not involved in the scheme, he was a victim of fraud. The feds, who launched the investigation last month, concluded Mizuhara was lying and that Ohtani was completely in the dark over the gambling debt, and that Mizuhara embezzled from one of Ohtani's accounts without the pitcher's knowledge. I don't even know how that's possible.
Right. So, because at some point, the bank is going to reach out and say, hey, David, you've been drawing a lot of money. Everything good? Been held hostage? Blink twice? Go ahead. Just keep giving them more and more money. It doesn't happen.
So the New York Times reported this note. Those briefed on the matter claim prosecutors have uncovered evidence that Mizuhara may have stolen more money from Ohtani than the $4.5 million. Now the number's looking like 16, according to some reports, that he was initially accused of pilfering. In particular, authorities think they have evidence that Mizuhara was able to change settings on Ohtani's bank account so Ohtani would not receive alerts or confirmations about transactions. Okay, now that might be true, but here's your problem. I don't know how your bank operates, but unless this guy had Ohtani's encrypted login, your bank is going to alert you of changes made to your account. You don't get to just turn it off. Your bank would tell you you've given access to Bob. It doesn't work this way. So now I have to go back to, okay, so Ohtani is so good at baseball but is such an idiot.
Right. Or think about this,
you're handing your login to an account with $300 million in it?
No, because your bank would probably send it to an email saying, did you just swap your phone number out? Or if you do the email route, they'll send it to your phone. Did you just swap this out?
So this guy was able to go in, turn off all notifications. And I'll say it to you again, guys. Let's say Ohtani had $150 million in the bank. You wouldn't recognize if 10% went missing, $16 million, a little over 10%. Mm-hmm. Like, that's unbelievable to me.
Yeah.
But I've always felt he was too important to baseball for this ever to come back on him. Because if it turned out Ohtani, of all people, was involved in bookmaking or gambling in any way, shape, or form, it is a death blow to that sport.
Well, the funny thing is, when you look at, when it comes to investigations, Mike, this one's done in 3 weeks. Name me another investigation that took, that happened this quickly.
Oh, Connor Stallions.
How about no?
Just kidding.
We still don't know.
No.
But 3 weeks later.
CMU is going to get around to it. Don't you get it?
3 weeks later, it's not only done, case closed. There's no need to look any further. He's admitted to it. And we're just going to move on. That's all we have to say about the matter. Tells me you wrapped it up. You talked to him. Can you be the fall guy? How much will it take to keep you quiet and put this just solely on your record? No books later on. You know, you're not going to be able to talk to the media ever. And that's all they did. They just took care of this man. He's falling on the sword. He is the Chris Carter fall guy. That's him. He's the fall guy.
You know, the other thing I can't believe, like maybe it's just weird, is like I always imagine the super, super wealthy, the billionaires, or guys like Ohtani, who,
you know, let's say he's got a net worth of somewhere in like a $500 million range, like tooling around with a debit card that's not linked up to like a mill. The debit card is literally linked to hundreds of millions of dollars when he goes to Walmart. Like, wouldn't you just set up your interpreter with his own card and his own stuff? That way it's never near your stuff. Like,
yeah, because here's the thing.
Ohtani, would you like a balance? It's unbelievable.
No, that makes sense. Because you know what? In the middle of the night, hey, can you go run up to Walgreens for me? Just use your card. I put $100,000 in just incidentals.
Right.
Yeah, handle that stuff. You know what?
Because we, you know, you got my Venmo. Ohtani's got Venmo. Right. He could just move $100,000 at 3 a.m. to his interpreter.
You give him one of those cards that I give my kids that has a certain limit on it.
Right.
That's like yours. This is mine.
You know what? I'm hungry while you're out. Can you stop and pick up some food and bring it back to the hotel?
Yeah. Just give me a couple of ticket texts and we'll get to the draft. But Rico's right. A 3-week investigation, neatly buttoned up, clearing Ohtani of even knowing his own name.
Nothing.
I know I'm a cynic. I can't help it.
I can't think of any investigation that was done in 21 days. That's it.
Ohtani's bookmaker, tax preparer, and financial advisor knew the account existed but couldn't access it. Amazahara told them that Ohtani wanted the account private. Okay, sure.
Okay, but here's the thing. So at some point, don't you think the accountant, hey, Shohei, let me talk to you for a minute.
You got a problem here. You're missing 16 mil.
Did you, you know, let me just pull him aside. Maybe I go get a different interpreter. Did you ask, your boy came to me last night and said, I'm supposed to do this. I just want to make sure, are you okay with this? Can you interpret that to him, please?
See, now you're bringing up a point that a ticket texter says, now, because of all this news about the interpreter, I can't believe that he was saying everything was right at Ohtani and the interpretation was right.
Oh, come on. Come on.
People
now
are starting to question everything
now. I mean, you do know the interpreter lied about working for the Red Sox, and he also lied about going to Cal State Fullerton. He's a complete grifter. He's a complete liar. It's just incredible to me.
But the fact that Ohtani knew nothing is what got me. And it's wrapped up. We're done. No need to audit his accounts. We're just going to move on. He's completely innocent, and the face of baseball is saved.
And it might be true. It just because it's unbelievable doesn't mean
Correct.
It's impossible.
Correct.
I know I'm cynical, and that this is from the beginning, this didn't just feel right.
I mean, Mike, at the beginning of the NCAA tournament, we were in Vegas. I was like, wait, this got to be more to this story. Nope, that's it. We're done. 3 weeks over. Yeah.
Someone says it wasn't Ohtani, it was OJ's son.
Up next on Rico Presents, how Jason Simpson holds the key to the Ohtani investigation.
Well, maybe this is why he wasn't at work when you called him today, David.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay.
So as promised, 2 weeks from today, everyone's going to be enjoying the draft. Whether it's from your recliner at home or you're going to attempt to go downtown and party. 2 weeks from tonight, first round's happening. And what I want to do is this. I want to make sure I leave this so everyone can participate. I don't need you to name a player if you don't have a player in mind. It could be a position group. It could be a move. I'm terming it, what is your ideal outcome? That 2 weeks from today, what is the dream scenario for you as a Lions fan with what Brad Holmes chooses to do? Now, I didn't say pick 29, because if your dream is for Brad to move up and get someone, I want that dream to be in play. If your dream is to trade down and give Brad Holmes more picks to knock out of the park, I want that to be available. If you are happy sitting at 29 and they're simply a dream player or positional group, I want to make sure everybody can play in the sandbox. So I wanted to ask this question, obviously, to you, the listener, and then certainly with Rico, David, and Kenny. Like, I have my own thoughts of what the dream scenario is, but I'll throw the number out, and then we're going to have a little conversation here. 248-539-9797. So, Rico, with those rules, which are not really rules, it's open, what is your dream scenario 2 weeks from today? The NFL draft. And the Lions have just done blank.
I feel bad because I feel like a listener right now. Because it's the one thing that I hate when they call up to say. But my dream scenario.
Mm-hmm.
Your Giants pick up the phone.
Don't mind me.
And trade up.
Caffeine.
And to pick 29 to get their quarterback in the first round.
Oh, Penix?
And they move. Lions move back and gain extra picks and extra capital in the second and third rounds.
Because, simple.
Because Rico's the Giants
dream, don't be picking at 29.
Yeah.
Have someone bribe you to get extra picks. That's Rico's dream.
Because there's going to be a quarterback or two out there, and okay, teams are going to get desperate. They want to control that fifth gear just in case this guy turns out kind of what the Ravens did against with Lamar Jackson.
All right. So Rico is trade down. That's the dream scenario for Rico. Kenny, 2 weeks from today, NFL draft. Your dream outcome for the Lions. Night one.
I don't hate Rico's idea. In fact, I really like that. That might be my second favorite answer. I'd like an edge rusher. And I trust Brad enough to pick the right one. But I need somebody opposite Hutch. Okay. And then you go and you find a corner somewhere deep or something like that.
So you're going position group.
I'm going position group.
Defensive end.
Yep.
Okay. David, 2 weeks from tonight. Dream scenario.
Dream scenario for the Detroit Lions is that they trade up to grab a corner, whether it's Mitchell or Arnold. Mitchell might cost way too much because I'm seeing him projected at 11 or 10.
Yep.
But
I think
Arnold.
The credibility for what David is saying, people, is Brad Holmes, obviously an accomplished scout. His specialty was defensive backs with the Rams. You would be following the blueprint of what the Chiefs did a couple years ago to get McDuffie and move up and pair him with Snead. David saying, look, he moved up to get J-Mo. He moved down to get Gibbs. He's maneuvered to find his players. I want him to maneuver and get a premium corner. Okay. Mine is probably the most boring of these selections, and I do humbly apologize for that. I would sit at 29, and I would take the best interior lineman available. And as long as they have either moonlighted at center or you think you have the ability to teach him it, I want to draft an offensive lineman because I believe this will be Frank Ragnow's last year. And I believe sooner rather than later, you're saying goodbye to Taylor Decker. Why? Because Sewell's going to be paid as the highest paid tackle in the history of the sport. You're not doing that for him not to play left tackle. So with that in mind, let's go get 5 years of cheap team control offensive linemen. And when Zeitler leaves after this offseason or when Ragnow retires, you have strength on strength. We keep the tip of the sword sharp with talent. And whether it's a Cooper Beebe, whether it's a Powers Johnson, whether it's a player you don't even know, I would just sit at 29 and take the O-lineman. I know it's boring.
No,
it's... You could be like, how is that your dream scenario? I just...
Mike, I've said a long time ago, you make your strength even stronger.
That's
by bringing
it.
In that O-lineman.
That's
their
weapon,
looking
man.
Towards the future. You're all about protecting Goff. You're running. It makes total sense. My thing is...
I just feel guilty because it's like so boring.
And that's why I said if one of those teams who needs a quarterback but they have a high second round pick, it could be best of both worlds.
Mm.
You could still get that guy, the Cooper Beebe, but you also gathered extra picks to get that because you didn't have to take him so high.
Let me throw the number up. 248-539-9797. I mean, guys, again, you don't have the pressure of naming a player. You can just 2 weeks from tonight, what would bring you out of your seat with hell yeah? Like that's exactly what I wanted. This is awesome. And look, for a lot of people not picking on the opening night of the draft, that's a buzzkill for them. I agree with Rico in this sense. Anything that gets Brad Holmes more draft picks, good with me. But I also see David's side of it. Look, I do think the way they operate down there, let's say there are 19 players with a first-round grade. Holmes is going to go and get one of those 19 players. He doesn't seem to be a very compromising man, and that's a good thing.
He doesn't.
So, for David's deal, it would be move up. I trust Brad Holmes that when he targets a guy that's an A-lister, it's going to work. It worked with Gibbs, despite hating the positional value. It worked with Gibbs.
But see, here's the thing. Here's the beauty of it, though.
Let's hear it.
Because there's so many quarterbacks, and if quarterbacks and wide receivers aren't on his top 10 list, all of those guys start sliding down.
So let's assume 4 quarterbacks minimum, maybe 5, and at least by the time you pick, conservatively, 6 wide receivers, right?
Right.
Okay. So let's say 10 to 12 in that crop, meaning you had no interest in those people anyways.
Correct.
You're getting, in your mind, a top 17 player.
Correct.
Yeah, I
got. So now if you're sitting there and you're like, okay, we have player 5, 8, 9, 10, 15, and 16 all on the board, and the Giants are picking up the phone and saying, hey, Detroit, we'll swap with you. We'll give you our second-round pick and our third-round pick because it measures up in the draft capital.
I'm pretty sure we dealt our second-round pick, but I love where your head's at. I'm not busting your balls. I'm just shooting you straight. I don't want to see a ticket text and be like, no, they traded the pick, you idiot.
Oh, well, it looks like, as of now, it looks like they have a second-round pick. So I'll
what do we give up for Burns? Just to hit me with that.
Oh, let me see.
It doesn't matter. I mean, we gave up stuff. I don't care. We have a good player.
But no, if a team like that says the Raiders or the Broncos.
Anyone come up and take this pick.
Okay, and you're sitting there, we're like, wait, we still got 7 guys that we want, and we'll only move down 5 picks. That means we still get one of our 7 guys.
Yep. 248-539-9797. So 2 weeks from today, your dream outcome for night one of the draft. Rico wants to move down. David wants to move up. I guess I'm boring. I'm sorry. I'm vanilla ice cream. I'd take the best interior O-lineman available and go have dinner. Because truthfully, you're future-proofing. And let's face it, you had a real problem when Jonah Jackson didn't play last year. I want to fix that.
You swapped with Carolina.
Okay.
The second-round pick. So you have one, but you now pick further down.
I would give it to you right now. If I'm the Giants, I do whatever it takes. Why? Because I have no outs.
Yeah.
I would do it. You want me to make the call?
Yeah. You know, you got the number. I don't know why you're messing around.
We'll get to your phone calls next. And again, we're leaving it as open-ended as possible because I want you to be not fear saying what your dream is. The dream on night one of the draft where you are in the group chat going nuts.
Because I know because I normally hate trade down guys.
I know, but you have a right to say it here.
But because you are so close to the end of the first round, this is a luxury, Detroit.
Yes.
That there's going to be somebody who says, you know what, we need a quarterback, so let's beat this team to the punch and let's go get the Lions 29th pick and give them a second and a third round pick. So now you've got multiple second and third round picks.
We'll get to your phone calls. Draft talk next, 97.1.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or
I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
All right, straight to the people. 2 weeks from tonight, we're going to find out potentially who the hell next Lion is. First round pick, drafts in our city. What is the dream outcome? And if it's not picking at all on night one, you have no shame. I know the crowd would be bummed, but it might be in the best interest of the franchise.
Yeah.
David wants to move up. Why? Because Brad Holmes is a big game hunter. He targets his people. He goes and gets who he wants. And if in
David, is there a person that they move up for? I know, let's not get married to a person.
It's a lot for Mitchell to trade up into the top 10 to probably get him, so you probably can't. So I would be fine with Terrion Arnold.
Okay.
I would be fine with that.
Okay. Let's go to Bob, 97.1. Bobby, how you doing, buddy?
Hey, good. How are you guys?
Excellent. Good. What's up?
Hey, my dream scenario is that the Lions trade the 29th pick to Washington. Since Washington got a quarterback at the beginning, let them get a wide receiver with that pick and trade for their two picks. Whatever it takes to get the second picks from Washington, trade the 29th and, I don't know, 5th, whatever, and get them next two picks, because then we have three in the second round, and we can get Robinson, and we can get another quarterback. We can get a defensive lineman or an offensive lineman.
So let's move down. You're in Team Rico. You want to move down, collect assets, plug holes. Okay.
Yeah, I was about to say, here's the thing. If you make that trade with Washington, you're only going to get one of the second round picks and probably, according to the value chart, probably 2 5th round picks to go along with it. So a second and 2 5th rounders to move for Washington to move up.
Okay. I mean, if that's who you listen, I'm not judging. I told you, I'm very open with
it. But that actually makes sense. You know, Washington quarter, they may need a wide receiver. It could be a run on receivers, and they're like, you know what, we're desperate. We need to jump in there and get that last receiver.
They need an offensive.
You know, a Keon Coleman type.
Let's go to Jason, 97.1. Hi, Jason.
Hey, what's going on, guys?
What's up, man?
Show.
Thank you.
All right, so I don't know. It might be a crazy wish on draft day, but I'm thinking, and to preface it, this player is probably just out of his prime. Few years left on contract, and he'll probably retire when it's said and done. So instead of losing that player, I think we should trade left tackle Decker with the 29th pick, try and move up into the top 10, top 15 range. And then you have on roster Sewell, who played left tackle in college. He's probably better at left tackle than he is right. And he plays right tackle at an all-pro level. So you bump him over to left. You draft a guy in that 10-15 range, the best interior lineman or right guard that you can. And you're keeping that O-line with good young talent at a cheap rate. And then, you know, I don't know. I just feel like that is the strength of the team, and you want to keep, you know, adding to that. And then losing Decker in 2 years or so for nothing, it's like, why not trade up and get some value out of him right now?
Well, Jason, the only thing, according to the draft value chart, a team would have to be in love with Decker because these numbers don't add up. But moving up to pick anywhere between 10 to 15 – the Lions pick is, for the example, Lions pick right now is worth 640 points. Pick 15 is 1,150. So
Okay, so, I mean, I don't know. We got an extra third round there. I don't know. I just
Jason, this is why I wanted
in the mid round, and then you're pulling out a really good, you know, young talent to add to
that.
Jason,
so you're going to need somebody to be in love with Decker, but you're going to have to sweeten that up a little bit more, Jason.
Yeah, it's why I wanted people to call. I'm not mad at it. Would I do it? No. I'm in a Super Bowl window, and I just got to go. I'm not in the business of dealing my left tackle. But, Jason, it's your dream scenario, and I'm not – look.
Yeah,
I kept it open for a reason. I wanted to hear stuff like this. Would I do that? Absolutely not.
So yeah,
absolutely nothing about trading any of my leader veterans for this year. No, it's a non-starter.
And what Jason is saying, you probably would have to give up a first and a second round with Decker to move up into that pick 10 through 15.
Yeah, that's not for me. I'll go to Chris, 97.1. Chris, what's going on, buddy?
Hey, guys. I'm a big fan of this topic. So dream scenario, you trade 29 to Carolina for 33 and their fourth round pick, their day three pick. And in the dream scenario, somehow, some way, Kool-Aid McKinstry falls to 33. 61, somehow, some way, Kingsley Suamataia, who's your left tackle of the future and can play left guard for you right now in case one of your interior line guys goes down. Pick 73, Xavier Leggett, baby. I wanted to leave day two with Kool-Aid and Xavier Leggett and a left tackle to be the heir to Taylor Decker like Patrick Paul or Kingsley Suamataia. Day three with that fourth round pick from Carolina, Zach Venter. There's your draft class.
Wouldn't be mad at all.
I'm just impressed that he was nailing the names.
I love it.
Chris, that was beautiful right there.
This is the fun. And I'm glad Chris was prepared. This is good.
I like where Chris was going with the Carolina pick because Carolina needs a lot of help, and maybe they want to move up four spots. You get the first pick of the second round.
They got to move up, yes.
It's a glorified first round.
Yeah,
I like that.
They got to get up in front of Baltimore to get a receiver like Keon Coleman or A.D. Mitchell. Because you know Baltimore needs a receiver. They'd let go of Odell. So slide back a little bit, and you take a guy like Kool-Aid, who for some reason is sliding down draft boards, even though to me I think he's the number two corner in the draft, but that's just me. But then, you know, you just fill out the lines, build toward the future, and get a freak like Xavier Leggett to play the X.
Listen, Chris, that's the fun of it. I'm not mad about it. I mean, Zinner's a guy, you know what you're getting. The problem, again, you know.
Here's the beauty of taking Zinner. It follows the Lions' history of taking guys.
Okay.
No. I'm not trying to
get out of your system.
No, Mike, the Lions do that type of thing that I could actually see them taking Zinner because they take guys and rehabilitate them here. That's not a knock on them. That's kind of their thing. So, yeah, you take Zinner. You let him heal here. You work him out. And then in 2 years, you break, you open up there, and there it is.
I just don't love the whole three-round projection thing. I kind of want to just stick to the first night. But okay, fair enough.
You know, I can't fault somebody for coming to the show prepared.
He was prepared, and I'm not mad about it. Let's go to Eddie, 97.1. Ed, what's going on, buddy?
Oh, I know you'll like this pick.
Okay. What's that?
Trade Goff to the Washington Commanders and get the second pick and go with JD and see who wins the competition between JD.
All right, well, I understand your dream.
That's the dream pick.
I understand, but hold on. You can have your dream.
You will not win a Super Bowl because he's not mobile.
I just want to consult Rico and his abacus because –
Who ended up winning? Purdy or Goff?
Okay. Can I just try this one more time with you? You can't take Jared Goff and get to number two. Like, there's no world that happens. So, like, Rico's going to tell you what you would need to put with Goff to do this.
You would have to.
Whatever they want.
You would have to give up. At least two first round picks, a second round pick, and a third round pick.
Insanity.
And probably a little bit more to get all the way up because right now that pick is worth 2,600 points. You're sitting at 640 points.
Ed, I understand I invited something like that by asking what your dream scenario was, but I am gravely disappointed in your dreams. So
that's insanity.
Yes, if you're the Commanders.
Can we just not have trade golf calls?
Please? If you're the Commanders, if you're doing what Ed did and they say, you know what, Goff's our guy, you're doing what the Rams did. You're giving up two first-round picks in order to get that one.
By the
along with your quarterback.
The whole who won, Purdy or Goff, did Goff drop those two passes? Did Goff fumble the exchange? Did Goff play defense? Like, what planet?
Hey. I need you to be a little more negative about golf.
No, I'm being positive. I can't.
Yeah, we don't do positive here.
Oh, all right, my bad. 248-539-9797.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Mike, I'm going to give you some scenarios. These are the teams that are pegged that they have to nail the draft this year in order to stay relevant.
Okay, and that's the ground rule.
That's the ground rule. Start off with the Buffalo Bills. You just had a wide receiver walk out the door. You were on the cusp of winning going to a Super Bowl, and now you're becoming more and more irrelevant. The Buffalo Bills have to nail the draft.
I don't think it matters. I think they have to do a complete retooling. I mean, six defensive starters are gone. You know, what are you going to do? Rely on Von Miller's dead body? You're right. Diggs is gone. Gabe Davis left. I mean, okay, yes, have to nail draft. But, Rico, I actually think it's a little bit of a pause and a retool here for the next offseason. But, yes.
Yeah. So even if it's for the retooling, you got to bring in some new cornerstone pieces because it's all falling apart.
Because the window's closed.
Yes.
Yeah.
David?
Yeah, I totally agree. I mean, they've given up so much in this offseason. They need to find their next foundation pieces for the future.
The next team I think we all can agree upon would be the Denver Broncos. The Broncos not only need a quarterback, but they're going to need a lot of other pieces to go with this. But the main thing, even though they're sitting there with the 12th pick, they have to find a way to get a franchise QB, whether it's by hook or by crook.
Everything that you've read, I mean, Peyton loves McCarthy, and they just have no way to go and get him. So do you settle for Bo Nix? There's no way you can not draft a QB. Mm-hmm. So, yeah. You're going to have to get creative. You're going to have to make something happen. Here's the problem. You handed the keys to Sean Payton. He didn't make the Russell Wilson deal. And this ownership group didn't make the Russell Wilson deal. So if you're going to hand the keys to Payton, I don't know how they would move up. They gave up so much to get this guy. But, yeah, 100%. Because if you don't, you're just walking around aimlessly. There's no direction in Denver.
And outside of that, you're right about the quarterback, but outside of that, because they don't have a lot of picks, who's the quarterback throwing the ball to? They already got rid of Jerry Jeudy this offseason. They don't have a good receiving core.
Well, they still got, Cortland Sutton, right?
Mm-hmm.
Still got Denzel Mims.
They signed Josh Reynolds.
I mean, that's not terrible.
But it ain't great.
Okay. It better than the Giants.
Well, You want to go there?
I don't
because
care.
The Giants are a team. That half, they got to nail the draft. You look at what the Giants have. Saquon is now gone. It's a team almost with no identity.
You're kidding.
I'm not saying this to rub it in, Mike. We're just talking about these are teams that, you know, I'm going to make you feel better because there's another team on here that you'll feel better, good about.
It'll all come down to how do the Giants view the quarterbacks. Look, here's the one thing. The Giants are a bit of a wild card at six.
I think the draft starts with the Giants.
Or the Chargers, do they trade out of five? I agree with you. It's just, if they don't love these quarterbacks and you take a wide receiver at six, it means what? You're committed to Daniel Jones or selling your soul to the devil to move up for a QB later.
Yeah. The team needs
everything.
Offensive linemen, wide receivers, running backs, linebackers, safety, corners, and a QB.
Man, the team needs Jesus. We are hopeless.
See, and I was going to say this. This is, Mike says it all the time. This is New York. They have to hit the draft. Otherwise, they may be looking for a coach next offseason.
That's right.
They have to work.
And
everything.
You have to have something to sell your fans because unlike this town that specializes in no expectations, every year, even as unfair as it sounds, the expectation of fans is to win a Super Bowl. You cannot go back to MetLife Stadium having only hosted one playoff game since 2010 and offer Daniel Jones in a wheelchair. You can't do it.
Let's stay in the city that never sleeps. Let's have a slice, David, and let's go to the New York Jets. The New York Jets, they need wide receiver, tight end, offensive tackles, running backs, safeties, wide receivers, and corners.
This is the one I agree with most. They're all in. They have no outs. This is probably Aaron Rodgers' only year in New York. This is it. 100%. And whatever they do at, what is it, 10 or 11?
10.
That's got to be a player that is going to be able to go out there and play 600 snaps. That's got to be, like, if they're going to take Brock Bowers there, it has to be someone that helps them win right now. They're all in. I don't advise doing what they've done, but this is where they are. Yes, totally agree with this.
Yeah, this is it for their coach and the GM. They push all their chips into the middle of the table. Yeah. They got to win.
Douglas,
they got to win.
Salah, Rodgers. If this goes sideways, all three of them are gone.
The team at the top of the draft. The Chicago Bears.
Yes.
Need a quarterback, wide receiver. They need a rush edge. They need a lineman. They need D-tackle linebackers.
To acquire all of this draft capital, you have the number one pick. You have to not just hit the number one pick. They got to hit at nine. They've got to cash in. Otherwise, all this capital you hoarded is garbage. No, I totally agree with you. And they actually have a good young defense, too. They just need the offense to come along with them.
Yeah.
Yeah, and while I don't believe in Caleb Williams like other people believe in him, I think he'll be a good NFL quarterback. I think they more have to hit at nine on the right decision. Do you get the tackle to protect your quarterback, or do you get the wide receiver a weapon for him? They have to make the right decision and be right on all picks.
David, I don't think they can resist the temptation if a Roma Dunze is correct. Sitting right there to
You're
say
right. –
Going to pass on him and you're going to take a tackle.
Darius Mims.
That's safe. The Arizona Cardinals. The team needs wide receivers. They lost Rondale Moore. They lost Hollywood Brown. Running back, edge rushers, D-line, corners, offensive linemen, linebackers. They need it all. They're sitting there with the number four pick overall. They have to get this. And they're in a spot where maybe – they could add more capital and add to this to the draft class by moving out of four.
But you have to weigh it against, we've invested in Kyler. He earned their trust back last year by actually not being a burnout and playing video games 18 hours a day. If you can draft the equivalent of Jamar Chase, which is Marvin Harrison Jr., or maybe you're a Roma Dunze guy, you land that type of wide receiver on a dirt cheap deal, it can reignite the offense, your quarterback's career. So you have to weigh out, what will I be getting in exchange for giving up the opportunity to take that player? I understand trading down is always sexy, but if Harrison truly is this guy, Rico, in other years, he'd go number one overall. So, like, don't you have to take him?
You do, because you're telling your quarterback, Kyler Murray, here's your help, here's your guy. We're not going to piecemeal this. You know, Rondale Moore was a pipe dream, never really was that. Hollywood Brown, he really wasn't that guy. Here's your guy. Let's go win. Come on. I give you the L.A. Chargers. Chargers kind of in cap hell.
They are.
Now, if you nail the draft, you can get young cornerstone pieces to help Jim Harbaugh restart this team.
This is the team that, to me, should trade down. This is the team. Their salary cap is in tatters, and as much as we say the cap isn't real, you eventually, after compounding bad decisions, you'll eventually get to a bad place. And frankly, Harbaugh's got to establish his program. It's going to take time, and it's going to take a particular type of player. I think moving down, if you move down, you have the ability now to ignite the rebuild and get Harbaugh the stuff he needs. Yes, but them nailing the draft is executing a move down. To me.
Yeah, I know it's easier said than done, but they can't overthink this like Arizona can't overthink it. They have to find a trade-up partner, whether it's the Raiders and say, look, here's your guy. They got to find something because they need extra picks.
I mean, if you're Harbaugh and you land pick 11 and 23 with Minnesota,
yeah,
that's how you start this thing. That's how this thing gets really moving.
And I was going to say, Minnesota is on there. I think we're all in agreement. They have to nail it. They got to get a quarterback out of this.
They are the poker player who flipped their cards over. They've shown their hand. Mm-hmm. You know they made the move to get pick 23 to get a quarterback. Everyone knows you're going to get a call from a Minneapolis area code. Rico, I will be in disbelief if they just sit there at 11 and 23 and draft in 2 weeks from tonight.
Okay.
Don't you believe they have to move up to get their guy?
Yeah, I do. And now it's just, who can we work with? Do we move all the way up to two? Like, if we're moving, let's just go and do it and go get Jaden Daniels and bring him here. Or do we go with JJ and we're just going to make this work?
See, because I think the important part to the equation is Justin Jefferson. He wants a contract. You got to make him happy. Otherwise, he's out of there.
David, Jefferson. Addison.
There you go.
Hockenson.
Okay.
Like, you, it's built. You need quarterback.
So yeah,
it's a great place for JJ, to be honest. As much as I've said, look, I'm desperate for a QB in New York,
but
the better place for JJ is Minnesota.
But see, if you're Minnesota, is it worth throwing in an extra pick and moving up even higher to get one of the other three quarterbacks and not just settle for JJ and say, okay, if we're going to make the trade, let's do it, and let's do it big. So
my answer is no, but I'm not mad at it. David, if you agree, go for it. My answer is
I would say no.
All right, rapid fire real quick. Seattle Seahawks.
What about them?
I mean, I said they have to get the draft right because, for one, I don't know what their quarterback is. And, you know, new coach is there. They got a lot of holes to fill, whether it's interior lineman, whether it's linebacker, safety, edge.
I think they have time. I think they have time. It's a regime change. Okay.
And finally, the L.A. Rams. Do you need this draft to almost restart your team?
Well, I mean, they did a good job with the limited picks they had. Yeah, because in their mind, look, I know people here will laugh because you beat them in the playoffs, but in their mind, they're still a playoff team. They're still a contender, right?
Right.
Yeah, they are, but I don't think it matters with them. I think they're done after this year. I think they're going to reset everything.
Okay, then.
And that's your Blitz, 97.1.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.